Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
Pal
read,
around.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, shit. They're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You can download that fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Livy Dunify.
Oh, I'd subscribe.
We've already subscribed.
Yeah, I'm definitely a follower of hers on Instagram.
I asked Joe about an over-under on this because there is a large basketball game looming in town tonight.
Oh. It's not Pitt, North Carolina?
I mean, I'm more interested in that.
My Pitt Panthers.
I love that this game is 55-52
oh.
Bucks over Sirs.
This team.
Right now.
Yeah, that's,
I'm happy for TNT.
Who's that number zero guy for the Bucks? He's pretty good.
No, Scoot Henderson?
Number zero for the Bucks. We should try and go after him.
They get Jimmy Butler? Is that Jimmy Butler wearing number zero?
I don't know who that guy is, but he looks pretty good.
Are the Heat still mad at us that now that Jimmy Butler wants out? I did see some shade on the Blazers subreddit. It wasn't about Danny Meringue this
time. Holy crap, that's Damian Lillard.
But I did see somebody came into the Blazers subreddit a week ago and blamed Jimmy Butler wanting out on the Blazers not trading them Damian Lillard.
Wait, they're blaming Jimmy Butler wanting out now for...
Because the Blazers wouldn't send Dame to the Heat for their garbage package.
How about that?
That's some deep salt.
That is, I mean, the Heat fan already didn't like Portland Trailblazers, but that's even more of a reason. It's like, wow, we wouldn't lose Jimmy if it weren't for, if he would have just given us
Dame free.
For a washer and dryer, then Jimmy Butler would still be there. I say they try to bring Jimmy back one more time.
I was just happy that they weren't blasting our friend Danny Meringue.
That's kind of funny.
It's usually what that subreddit does.
It's kind of funny.
What, I read the comments.
Heat or the Portland?
The Portland one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Heat subreddit.
It's friendly fire.
Yeah, I mean, Danny, no love lost between him and the Heat fan base at this point.
That's the truth. All right, we got Fair Foul coming up in the bottom of the hour, plus Livy Dunn here in about 15 minutes. But let's get into this.
We can't do Livy Dunn right now?
No, we can't do. You got to wine and dine her. As they talked about in the club hour, she needs a little bit of wooing and maybe a lot of wooing.
You know what? I'm just going to, you just do this segment. I'll just stare at her Instagram page for the next 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. Then it's just me. The 2025 Hall of Fame voting results came out. We got three people coming in. Remember, you need a C average.
God, she's so hot.
To pass the list.
Oh, sorry.
There's that actress lady that I really like with the big talent.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spokane's finest.
Is she Spokane? Really from
Spokane?
That's my hometown.
I don't know where she's from.
That's my hometown.
How would I know where she's from? Who knows?
That's my hometown. That's where we from.
Spokompton, baby. Spokanistan.
That's where we from.
Getting higgy with it.
Look at you, Spokane.
Spokane, dude.
What is in the water?
Sweeney.
What is in the
milk? Crosby, dude. This is amazing.
What is in the dairy products?
Just a trifecta.
What that?
Just a trifecta. Adam Morrison, too. Throw that in there, too. The stash.
Hall of Fame, what?
Hall of Fame. Three people going to the Hall of Fame. That would be Billy Wagner on his 10th year on the ballot. And two first-timers, Karsten Charles Sabathia III and Ichiro Suzuki.
Totally threw me off as if that was Ichiro's real first name. Karsten Suzuki. Karsten Ichiro Suzuki.
Karsten Charles Sabathia III.
Gotcha.
See how I wear my hat just askew to the right?
Yeah, I told you to do that because I thought it would be cool.
Nah, that's from the big fella when he was in Cleveland, the big boy.
Yeah, that is a true story that you do wear your hat like that because of old CeCe.
I am glad that CeCe Sabathia got in. I do think he is a Hall of Fame caliber pitcher. I do think it helped that he pitched in New York. I do think it helped that he won a World Series there. The lights were on him. He kind of changed his pitching style as he evolved. Lost a ton of weight while he was in New York. He looks great as a human being right now for just a large man size. It's like I see Will Ortner over there. And when I saw Will Ortner 2 years ago.
Will, you look great as a human being right now.
2 years ago, that Will Ortner would have eaten the current Will Ortner. Like, he looks good. CeCe looks great right now. But he was a big, big fella when he pitched, and there was something fun about him. He won two Cy Youngs, one as a Cleveland Indian, one as a Milwaukee Brewer after being traded halfway through the season. CeCe is one of my favorite pitchers I ever watched. There's kind of multiple generations.
Well, who doesn't like a fat pitcher?
Of course. There's multiple generations. There's my early generation, which is Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson. Like, those are some of my guys. And then the newer genre, those guys are starting to get in the Hall of Fame, and CeCe was always up there for me. I'm very happy he's going in. Not because I'm an Indians fan, but I think CeCe was one of the good ones.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league since 2003?
I think so.
Something around there.
Something like that.
Pulled
he
up
pitched
right now.
For a long time.
2001. 2001 to 2019 was his career. I mean, he was in those mid-2000s. He was at Cleveland. Again, you're right where him going to New York gave him even more notoriety. But if you remember him in his Cleveland days, dude was one of the best in the league. And again, you got to appreciate a fat pitcher, but the dude threw gas. Dude was dominant.
He pitched for 2 months in Milwaukee, and everybody's like, is this the best pitcher in baseball? For 2 months. I don't even know if they made the playoffs that year. But they traded for him at the deadline because Cleveland was like, well, this guy's about to sign a fat deal. Let's go ahead and get rid of him. And he did sign a fat deal with the Yankees, and then he won a World Series with them.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to get some of his career stats pulled up.
He's not a 300 win. He's not a 3,000 K.
He's got a 3.74 ERA, 251 wins, 61.8 career WAR. Yeah, strikeouts. Looking at it right now. Strikeouts, 3,093.
Oh, he is a 3,000 guy.
Yeah.
I think CC is going to be kind of a litmus test for a lot of pitchers coming through as eyeball test. You know, he doesn't have 300 wins. He does have 3,000 strikeouts, so I was wrong on that. But I think he's going to start this litmus test of looking at guys that pitchers and saying, is that guy a Hall of Famer? And I think you look at CC and say, yes, that guy's a Hall of Famer. Watching that guy throughout his career, is he one of the best to ever do it in that era? Yes, the answer is yes.
Well, again, those mid-2000s, man, he was...
dominant.
Yes. That when he went to New York, he was still good there, but he was not nearly as good
He's not Cleveland good.
No. No, and that's what I liked about CC is that he made his name, he made his career, and he had his best years in Cleveland in those mid-2000 years where there was really good pitchers then.
And as somebody who didn't make the ballot, that I would argue why CC benefits from being in New York is Felix Hernandez.
I was about to go there with my next question because if
Felix,
there's a
without
producer,
a doubt, is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
If there's a producer on the hot corner, he's got to be a Mariners honk.
I'm so glad he's not here tonight because he would be losing his S right now.
Well, but like you kind of have to a little bit for Felix.
That's him throwing up.
Felix won a Cy Young with like 12 wins.
Yeah,
that's how good he was.
And there was a year that Corey Kluber beat CC or beat Felix for a Cy Young. I was here with Voldemort, not in this studio, down in the poop-filled Willametta, and I said on air, if I had a vote, I would vote for Felix. And they gave it to Corey Kluber.
Felix won one Cy Young. He should have three more.
Without a doubt.
I'm biased. It's like him and Kershaw from that era that are the best. Now, his drop-off is immediate. Like
yes.
He hits the cliff, Thelma and Louise, and he's down.
There you go.
He's gone. But his true peak is the best, and I worry that he's going to get screwed because if you are a voter and you're not looking at starting pitchers like, you know, they do with the Supreme Court when it's porn, right? You know it when you see it.
Mm.
Starting pitchers in the Hall of Fame, you know it when you see it. It's him because he's not going to have the numbers in the win column that everyone else has.
Well, and it's funny that we were talking about that Felix Corey Kluber comparison right there because I'm looking at a list that they have of best pitchers since the year 2000, right? So
Bartolo Colon,
2000 to the year 2020. So you know the last
so
20 years. Yeah, and on this list at 15 is Felix Hernandez, but they put Kluber at number 12. Do you know how many more strikeouts Felix has in Kluber?
Well, I think the interesting thing with Kluber is Kluber had 4 years of absolute dominance, a slider that was unhittable. Felix was that for 8 years, maybe 10 years.
Well, and that goes into it, though. It's like, what is a Hall
Kluber
of
Fame? Kluber went to a World Series.
What's a Hall of Fame career?
Pitched 3 games in a World Series.
Felix has probably the most one-run given up losses of all time.
Of all time. Randy Johnson might be the other.
Also, what it's worth, Felix Hernandez has about 1,100 more strikeouts than Corey Kluber does over his career.
1,100.
1,461 compared to 25-24.
And see, that's just people not watching the Pacific
Northwest. I think that we have a geographic bias here, and I wouldn't even say it's a bias. It's just we spend a lot of our time watching the Mariners and watching Felix pitch. We know how good he is. One of my most favorite live sporting moments was going up to T-Mobile Park 2 years ago to watch his jersey get retired. I'll always remember that. That was one of the best times I've ever had in a ballpark because here I am as an Orioles fan and I'm cheering just as hard as anybody else in that stadium because I know how great of a player pitcher he was and how important he is to that franchise, but also just to the game of baseball, man. His perfect game. I know exactly where I was. I was watching it down in Eugene. I was trying to look for apartments before I moved down there, and me and the girl were sitting down having lunch, and it was on the TV, and we were watching. I was watching it. Of course, she doesn't know jackass about baseball, so I'm telling
her. Final score of that game?
Perfect 1-0.
1-0.
I don't even remember. I was just like, Felix got a win for once. It was probably a 1-0 game.
I saw. Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Felix Hernandez, I saw one time I went to the Unit versus the King, and Randy was in New York, and New York was in town to play the Mariners, and it was Felix against Randy Johnson. Felix threw 7 innings, gave up 1 run. Randy threw 8, gave up 0. Yankees won 2-0.
That was classic. Felix was notorious for having like 10 strikeouts. Ichiro would get 2 singles and the Mariners would have 3
and,
hits
and,
total.
And I think what's garbage about this like regional bias BS stuff is like the game is not that way anymore. Like we can watch Ellie De La Cruz in Cincinnati. Corbin Burns, I didn't need to see him on Baltimore to know that he's good because I watched him in Milwaukee. You know, like the way baseball is now, this like, oh, I don't stay up late to watch stuff. Look, we know who Mason Miller is and Brent Rooker and Butler and those kids in Oakland that are really good because the game is not as niche regionally as it used to be. You don't have to be in New York to get to the World Series or to get to the Hall of Fame, but apparently they do because that's shown right here.
Well, just look at the Ichiro voting.
And
it's that simple. Look at Ichiro and Ken Griffey Jr.
Exactly. And that's where I want to go next. We're going to stick.
What about Livy Dunn next?
We're going to bump Livy for a little bit.
She's going to be in my fair or foul. I got you.
We're going to bump Livy for a moment. We'll get to her in fair or foul. Let's stick with this Hall of Fame thing. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Will Ordner on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.